From North State Public Radio, I'm Eric Adams with your headlines for Monday, February 2nd. Around 1,000 people turned out near the Chico Mall on Saturday as part of a nationwide protest against ICE enforcement. Demonstrators gathered on the new Bikeway 99 bridge and lined both sides of 20th Street, nearly to Winco. Chico resident Alexandra Miller says she believes the Trump administration's immigration crackdown is a way for those in power to divide the working class.
It's not an issue of race. It's an issue of the top and the bottom. And immigrants are being used as a distraction to blame all of our issues on them.
Saturday's demonstration follows a series of other anti-ICE protests in Chico. Hundreds of students joined in nationwide protests against federal immigration policies on Friday, though the vast majority of local businesses stayed open during a related general strike. The demonstration followed the killings of Renee Good and Alex Preddy by federal agents in Minneapolis earlier this month. About 200 protesters gathered on Chico State's campus. One graduate student who declined to be named said she's a daughter of immigrants, and it's painful to see President Donald Trump's aggressive tactics play out.
Things have gone ugly. Sometimes it feels very isolating and lonely to see constant videos on social media and being inundated with violence towards my people and not being able to do anything. So being here today is the one small thing I can do.
After rallying at the university, protesters wound downtown chanting slogans like No KKK, No Fascist USA, No ICE, and The People United Will Never Be Divided. There's an update involving financial mismanagement at NSPR's past managing station. Authorities arrested a former top executive of Capital Public Radio in Sacramento last week in connection with their role at the head of the station. The Sacramento County District Attorney's Office charged former GM and Chief Financial Officer June Reyna with felony theft and embezzlement. Reyna turned himself in at the Sacramento County Main Jail. Frank Maranzino is Cap Radio's current interim general manager. He was chief technology officer under Reyna when Reyna was at the station's helm. Maranzino says it's been painful learning of the financial mismanagement uncovered by investigators.
It hurt my heart. It was nothing I suspected. Since the forensic examination came out almost 2 years ago, we've just been diligent to right this ship and work forward with integrity.
Maranzino says Cap Radio has improved compliance and strengthened policies since the financial mismanagement came to light, and will continue its public service mission.
I think our focus on moving forward is keeping our strengthened internal safeguards and keeping our community-centered journalism and programming, music programming to the audience. They depend on that.
The DA's office accuses Reyna of misappropriating more than $1 million in station funding between 2016 and 2022. He also allegedly made unauthorized credit card charges and payments to personal accounts. Cap Radio managed North State Public Radio from 2020 to 2025. Chico State Enterprises took full control of NSPR in December. Public health officials are investigating the first confirmed case of measles in Shasta County since 2019. The county's Health and Human Services Agency said in a press release that the case was reported on Friday. The person wasn't identified, nor was it clear where they may have been exposed. Health officials said the person was in isolation to prevent the spread of the highly contagious disease. Symptoms can include a rash and high fever. Measles was declared eliminated in the U.S. in 2000, but the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention reports that designation could be at risk amid declining vaccination rates among children and a global resurgence of the disease. Housing affordability and infrastructure were discussed at Chico's State of the City event last week. According to reporting by the Chico Enterprise Record, political and business leaders spoke on the city's successes and challenges. Housing production was highlighted. Chico is much less affordable than Redding, according to the chief credit officer at Golden Valley Bank, who spoke at the event. A home in Redding is around 30% cheaper than it would be in Chico and with more land. Increasing housing stock was offered as one way to increase affordability in Chico. City officials celebrated the number of infrastructure projects completed last year. That includes the Bikeway 99 Bridge, Esplanade safety improvements, and paving work in Lower Bidwell Park. More projects are planned this year. There were more than 5,000 roadway accidents that resulted in injuries in Yuba and Sutter counties between 2018 and 2023. The Appeal Democrat reports that was the finding of a recent grant-funded study of local law enforcement data. The information is meant to help the region dramatically reduce the number of injury accidents by 2050. In 2021, the state ranked Yuba and Sutter among the worst counties for accidents in the state. And those were your headlines for Monday, February 2nd. Our theme song is Burrow, and courtesy of Blue Dot Sessions. For more local and state news, visit our website at mynspr.org. For NSPR News, I'm Eric Adams.